child of God, when we do wrong, we ought to be reminded of the love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. Not only do we find that this text demands our character, speaking of a command to love one another, but we also see that love develops sacrifice. John chapter 15, verse 14 says, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." How do we demonstrate the love of God? We demonstrate the love of God by simply following the commands of the Lord. As we love the Lord Jesus Christ and He loves us, we are to follow His commandments. We are to follow His word and to live accordingly. I tell you today, though, we are unworthy of His love because we were born into sin. But I'm thankful today that Jesus loved us while we were, in fact, yet sinners. And He still died for us. I'm telling you today, what love the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ must have for us. Then we see how that love demands respect. If I love my wife, then I'll treat her as if I love her. I'll buy flowers for her from time to time, and I'll tell her that I love her. But not just that, I'll treat her well. I'll treat her with great respect. You might ask, how should a husband love his wife? Well, the Bible said, like Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. One British publisher once offered a prize for a definition of a friend. Among thousands of answers received were these: one who multiplies joys, divides grief, and whose honesty is never to be broken. One who understands our silence, a volume of sympathy bound in a cloth. A watch that beats true time for all time and never runs down. Do you know what the winning definition was? A friend is the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. That's the truth. I want to tell you, sometimes you think you've got a friend, but a friend will be there for you until the very end. I'm thankful that they just don't love you and then leave you. But boy, a true friend will be there all the way until the end. And I tell you, I found a friend in Jesus. I found a friend that's been there for me through thick and through thin. I'm thankful that when I'm down, that I've got a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. He demonstrated His love unto me when I was unlovable. He went and did something for me while I was yet a sinner. I don't understand it today, but I sure am thankful that I get to be a recipient of that type of love. Then love declares friendship. It seems that the Lord wanted to define exactly what kind of relationship that He has with us. The Bible said over there in John 15, 15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things have I heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." It seems that the servant doesn't know what not have a close relationship with his master as friends do. Normally, a slave does what he's told to do, understanding his not understanding his master's mind all the time. But since Jesus had opened Himself to His disciples, the title slave did not fit the relationship. Jesus called His disciples friend because He had disclosed His Father's relationship to them. Are you a close friend of the Lord Jesus today? Friend, I want you to know this, that He desires for you to have great friendship with Him. The Lord loves you. He's done all that He could to give you eternal life. And all He's asking you is for you to come unto Him and ask Him to be your personal Savior. Friend, I want you to know this today, that if you're out there in the world and you're lost without God, the Lord doesn't want you to be lost. All He wants you to do is to come unto Him and ask Him for forgiveness. I tell you today, we're looking at the section about a friend. And I want you to know this. I want to ask you this question. Are you a friend of Jesus or are you a friend of the world? There's a decision to be made, friend. You can either have a relationship, a friendship, a close companionship with the Lord, or friend, you can also be a friend with the world, the devil, and all of the devices of Satan. I want you to know today, friend, that I'm thankful that I have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ, and one who loves me beyond a love that cannot be described with any other person upon this world. I'm thankful that that friend sticks closer than a brother, a friend that's been there through thick and thin. Friend, I want you to know this. Jesus wants you to be his friend. I want you to know this today, honey. All you've got to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. That's it. The Bible said, call upon the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. That's all the time we have for the broadcast today. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.